Ashraf Garda on SAFM.
Welcome to the National Pulse. Let's get global now with the Global Watch feature. Several global donors have pledged more than $2.1 billion in humanitarian aid. That's for Sudan, right? You know, Sudan is a country that's been wrecked by civil war. 14,000 people have been killed, 33,000 wounded in just 1 year, right? But besides the donor funding, what's the big story around this? How do we find solutions to this? What, in fact, is the problem? What do the global donors and their allies do about it? Isaac Komo is with me. He's the African Affairs commentator. Isaac, good chatting to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi.
Thank you. So what do you make? I mean, firstly, it's the donor funding. I take it that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, it's a good thing. Well, donor funding always needed whenever there's strife like what's happening in Sudan or anywhere else or even in Darfur. So it's a good thing, yeah.
Okay, but is there a but to that story in terms of the $2.1 billion aid? Is there a but to say that, you know, these funders, and maybe you can tell us who they are, can they do more?
Well, I do not know. I mean to say, as far as their concerns, they're saying that there are 15,000 people killed, 8.2 million who have been displaced, and even the city of displaced is internal and external refugees. So basically, it's a very big number. And I think it's 1.2. Well, I think it will go a long way, but I don't think it will actually solve the problem for over a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because right now, there are problems as far as the food is concerned.
Because, I mean, I look at the parallel with the issue of the Palestinians, which is very, very close to Sudan, as you would know. And even there, one thing is donor aid. But if it doesn't filter down through to the people, let's say in that case Gaza, then that aid gets wasted, right? Again, I mean, do you know whether there's a channel of this aid that actually gets down to the people that needs it?
Well, I think you've gotten a very good point, because basically the problem with Gaza is that the Israelis are not allowing the food to get through. Now, with the Sudan, food getting through is also a problem, because I mean to say that the entry points are very few.
How, in your understanding, I mean, what is the problem regarding this civil war? And you know, what would be the solution? Do you have any sense of how this will end up? Because you really want to have relative peace in that country, right?
Well, I don't know how it will end up. I mean, all wars have got their resolution, and their resolution, they're mostly either one side gets defeated or there's a peace deal, an understanding, peace treaty. But basically, what the war is not really about, people are not aware of what's really driving that war. That war is actually an extension of the architecture of Sudan. Sudan, when it got its independence, I mean, the power was passed through a central Arab, they say a central riverine Arab elite, which actually came to dominate the political, and then they also dominated the economic, and after independence, they dominated the military. It's the same people, the same group of people. And then with this group, they actually, it's an Arab, they call themselves Arab, but it's a minority in the old Sudan and the present Sudan setup, mm-hmm. as the people in the periphery were mostly, the majority are African. But then with the first thing that they did after independence, that they tried to Arabize the country, tried to force Arab everything, domination on the people in the periphery. And that, of course, was resisted from the south and other places.
But is that the primary source of the problem? Because we know that South Sudan, which
the
is
the primary source of the problem, I'm coming to it. It's actually the primary source of the problem. It is the marginalization of the periphery.
Okay.
Because you find that the RSF, those are Arabs from the periphery. But that Arab force, it was established by the central Arab elite to come and put down this other African marginalized peripheral African groups.
All right. In 30 seconds, we're going to wrap up. Here's the question then. In terms of the African Union and other multilateral organizations, are efforts being made then to stem this war that's taken place so that it can end?
Well, the African Union cannot stem the war. The Union, the The war has got to be, it's actually a war of actually fighting for the power. So there's got to be a compromise within the fighting. The outsiders cannot. People are fighting for power. The RSF, basically, although they're Arabs and they're very, very genocidal, they represent a sideline, peripheral Arab force which wants to come and actually be part of the central power structure.
That's where we leave it, Isaac Komo. Interesting thoughts, important thoughts. But here's the question in terms of whatever the issue is. Can the AU really not be able to stop a war on the African continent? If they can't, then what powers do they have? Think about that.